Penguin Random House Audio presents Never Enough, The Neuroscience and Experience of Addiction. This is the author, Judith Grisel. To Marty Devereaux, without whose love and acceptance I'd have been unlikely to make it through either my addiction or my education. Introduction. I was 22. I'd been on the good end of a bad drug deal. In the wee hours of some morning late in 1985, behind a nameless restaurant in South Florida, a dealer gave me and a friend the wrong bag. I was the winner in this deal with substantially more drug than I was obliged to pass on to a friend of a friend somewhere in the Midwest. Homeless at the time, my compatriot and I ended up checking into a cheap motel in Deerfield Beach. Predictably, we used the surplus along with what we owed. Toward the end of that binge, the stash mercifully depleted, both of us exhausted and on edge, my friend inexplicably announced that there would never be enough cocaine for us. While the prophecy struck me as true, even in my overwhelmed state, I also knew it was irrelevant. As with every addict, my days of actually getting high were long past. My using was compulsive and aimed more at escaping reality than at getting off. I'd banged my head against the wall long enough to realize that nothing new was going to happen, except perhaps through the ultimate escape, death, which frankly didn't seem like that big a deal. About 6 months later, through a series of circumstances rather than personal insight or strength of character, I was clean and sober for the first time in years.